Parents strongly caution, the following programs are intended for mature audiences over the age of 18. These programs may contain some material that many parents would not find suitable for children and may include intense violence, sexual situations, coarse language, and suggestive dialogue.
Hey, it's Amy from Eden on Fire, and you're listening to WRRZ, the Wizard Rock Radio. Rock on, my friends.
Hello, buddy, and welcome to the show. You are watching Between or listening to Between Two Worlds because now we are airing, well, we will be airing this show on Sundays on WRRZ, the Wizard Rock Radio. But welcome tonight. We got a special guest on the show from Tobias.
Brotherhood of
the I can't see. I can't see it. It just.
Well, Brotherhood of the Metal Bitches.
That's it.
See? Yeah.
See, I'm glad somebody here is to help me and not let me just sink. You guys just stood there and stared at me. Thanks, Chrissy.
You did a great job.
He was asking you the question. We're used to getting asked the questions. So when you get asked, we're like, wait for the answer. We're like, come on.
That's right. We're waiting.
Yeah. I totally just crashed. You guys just sit there and watch me go down in flames.
I got to said.
Complete dumpster fire.
Well, how was you guys' week?
It was great.
Pretty good. How was your
week? It was actually all right. Yeah.
I'm still employed.
I'm still employed. So that's good for Jen. Look at Thunder stepping up real quick, asking how my week was. My week was fantastic. Thank you, Thunder, for asking.
Babe, you didn't even give me the chance.
I asked too. Am I chopped liver? Well,
you guys all did after Chris did.
Look, how is everybody's week?
Everybody's week. Yeah, how's everybody?
Can we talk about the shaved beard?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Wet beard. It ran out. Yeah, I look like a wet rat.
No, but I just want to know. Like,
who the hell's that?
Yeah, I just want to know, like, were you just so sick of it? Or
I think he looks fucking amazing. Very handsome.
He does look fucking amazing. Absolutely. But what made you do it? What made you do it after so long?
It gets too thick for him.
My beard grows in thick and coarse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like, after a while, it's like, I've got to shed it. So I'll cut it off, let it grow back in.
Plus, it gets food down there. So, you know, you're going to get food down there for so long before it starts.
I can't grow one like David. I'm one of those, I call myself a short hair. Like, I'll grow it for a year and it like goes maybe an inch and it's like, oh, I want to be like David there and just ZZ Top that shit. But
I'm not so we always want what we can't have.
I remember back
first stand. Hello, blessed be, buddy. How are you doing? Mary Beth is here. Hello, Mary Beth.
Hello, Mary.
And she's like, huh? Jesus, that was tough getting in here.
Cool.
Everybody's excited to see Jen. My week was great, guys. Thanks for asking. I do appreciate you asking me this week. I went to that event. I had a fun time at that event. I got to meet some old faces here on Facebook, and I met some new people there.
Yay!
It was really cool because I met some people that. But what was cool to me is that some of these people traveled from different parts of Indiana just to come to this event to meet me. And that's, I thought, cool. This was just the coolest feeling to have, is when you connect with that many people and they come visit you from all parts of Indiana just to come say hi. I was like, wow, okay.
Right.
This is pretty cool. I got some pictures if you guys like want me to share.
Yeah.
Yes, please share.
Let's see.
Here's the setup that I had going.
Nice.
Paula here, she's one of my friends here on Facebook, and she was actually a vendor at the event. But what happened was that we got rain. There was rain predicted for the day of the event. And us outside folks were going to be getting fucking soaked. Soaked. So we're like, because there was no more room in the inside in the main building. So what I did is I bought another building for us outside vendors, and all of us outside vendors went inside. Nice. So I got to meet all these cool people, like I said, coming from around everywhere. Like this guy right here, I met him. His wife was Paula, the one taking the picture, and he's like, say something besides cheese. And besides bullshit, so we both looked at each other and her and said,
"Good times." Was it busy?
And this here, it was all right. This picture here is two of these. One that's standing next to me, and one on the far right are actually admin and moderators for the Wizards Lounge. This was our first meeting up and meeting each other. In person.
I forget her name on the left. What is her name, Sid?
With Christina Neighbors. Yep, Christina Neighbors. And then the one next to me was Alexandria, or I guess she goes by Alex. But yeah, it was a fun time. I got invited to another event. So that's going to be cool. Coming in October, it's going to be a paranormal event. Oh, nice. It's their eighth annual, and they want me to be the guest DJ and the host for the event. So I was like, that's all right. Awesome.
Yay. How cool.
Just repping WRRZ. That's all I'm doing. That's it. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And that's going to be in Indiana, you said?
Indiana. Yep.
We might have to trip to Indiana, maybe.
Same town.
All right.
I know. This is a pretty big event. It's their eighth annual event coming up. So they've done it for a while. And then They're renting two buildings for this event, so it's going to be big.
Cool. That's super cool.
Look at you just hitting the ground running. You couldn't ask for a better blessing.
Right, exactly.
True. What's going on, Sound Injection? Good to see you guys.
I got a friend them, I think.
I was handing out tumblers, stickers, flyers, taking pictures with folks. I was having a grand old time. It was fun.
Cool.
I can't wait for the next one.
You deserve it.
That's awesome. Oh. Yeah, that is awesome. I love that. Success.
Scott went with me, and he said it was fun.
Scott Tiberius Tuttle.
We're going to start calling him Albert now. Albert.
Why are we calling him Albert?
Yeah. That's his middle name, and he hates it.
Oh, I like Tiberius better.
I'll do whatever Scott hates.
I'm glad you had fun. I'm sorry I had to miss it thanks to my car, but
it's all good. You know, maybe you can take part in the October 17th event, the Para Unity 8th Annual Convention. I think it's what it is. I could be wrong.
But it should be fun. I'll be in Ohio next month, so maybe I could drop by next month as well.
Well, you can come by anytime. My door is always open.
That's what I'm working on myself.
Tobias.
What I'm working on is trying to get myself out there a little bit. Thank you, my friend.
I got made him blush. So tonight we're going to be talking about the good old strange world of social media. What do you guys think? What do you guys think when you hear me say the strange world of social media?
I'm gonna let the lead.
Yes, it's crazy out there.
Yeah,
it's a mixed bag.
Yeah. How do you guys view it now in the current state? How do you guys view social media in the world of the social media? Has it become overwhelming?
Necessary evil.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a good one, medium.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Necessary evil.
I think you said it all. Yes.
Yeah.
Social media has a way of making everybody look like they got it all figured out.
Right.
And how are we comparing ourselves to fake lives online? Mm-hmm. How many times, and I'm guilty of this myself, when I first started doing social media stuff, I was comparing myself to other people's success. Like, I want to reach that level, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to get to that level of success. Are we spending too much time of our lives in this grand universe of social media comparing our lives to others?
I think a lot of people has, but I mean, we don't really go on social media just for our own groups and, you know, whenever we see something interesting. But, you know, nowadays you don't know what's AI.
Yeah.
And, you know, what's fake, what's real, you know. So it's getting to be almost like, it always has been entertainment. But now it's this crazy entertainment there.
Yeah.
Where you just don't want to go on.
I have a literal time limit set on my phone for my social media. I have a time limit set.
I do too.
And once I hit the time limit, that's it. I'm done. There's no more. I think it's just
healthy. Me too.
As content creators, we all do that. We all create content here in some short or fashion. We all have shows we do online. How much of what we do is comparing to what others are doing online in the same field or category that you guys are doing, or we are doing, or I'm doing?
I know when we, like when I do flyers for the podcasts or the StreamYard links or YouTube links and all that, I tend to do everything at once. I do all the flyers like 2 months ahead of time, links and everything, because that way I can spend 4 to 5 hours doing it, and the rest of the time I don't have to worry about it.
Right.
That's
smart.
She's really
good with that. Yeah. Tobias, let's be honest with ourselves. If we are not getting, and I'm guilty of this myself, if we're not getting the reactions or the views that we feel like we should get, how much of that is, are we comparing to what other success of other content creators are doing? How are we measuring our level of success is really kind of what I'm kind of getting at here. When you see other people online, and you see they're dragging in, let's say, 50, 60, 100 or more viewers, are we changing what we do to fit more in what they're doing to try to get the content? Or are we just going to keep doing what we do because we believe in what we're doing? We don't need to follow other people's content.
Gotcha. So like in my case, like I have a background I forgot about, but so yes and no to answer Sid's question. I think in some way, shape or form, internally, possibly subconsciously, or even inadvertently sometimes, we pick up things like this background because we all have a survival mechanism to get seen that our ego just has to have. And I think it comes down to, like you said, are we comparing ourselves to the bigger entities that have more viewers or better equipment or better production teams or what more experience, whatever it is. So yes and no, because a year ago when I started the business, I thought it would be a lot easier than it would be. So was I doing that a year ago? Probably. Now I'm just updating because it seems like the world demands we update to a certain level, if that makes any sense. So it's not that I'm going for popularity. I'm just trying to be normal now as a channel. And like Sid said, it just seems like doing our own thing doesn't cut it as much anymore. And so I see a lot of us leaning towards, like some of you guys use it too, but the younger generation seems to really have an affination for it. Like everything they do is AI. Whereas podcast creators like us in this room tonight, we use it, but it's not the end all be all. We still like to lean back on our old school skills. And for myself and us at Paranormal Witchcraft and same with Brotherhood, I think that's what I get the most joy out of, is that we really want to stay a little old fashioned. Because there's something to be said for the way we grew up in our generation and how we learn things,
old folks,
especially when it comes to technology. And so I like keeping the theme of where I came from, but I'm also okay with updating just as long as I don't go overboard. Because like Sid said, we got to be careful with our egos there, because once you start getting momentum, that voice will tell you all kinds of things, and then you'll lose your way, and then you end up in a gutter and can't figure out what you did.
Yeah.
Beth, let me ask you, when it comes to this crazy world of social media, why does everybody online seem happier than what they really are? Let me put context to this. When you see someone post, it's usually them smiling, looking a certain way, getting their best angle. Why do you think that people portray themselves for what they see themselves, but not what they really are?
Well, it's because it's just like Tobias said, it's people want to be seen, you know? People want other people to notice them. Whether it's the best angle or you're, you know, decking yourself out in a million piercings or, you know, changing yourself into an alien. You know, it's just people want that. It's like that feeling they get, I guess. I mean, I'm guilty of it too, I'm sure. But yeah, people want to be seen, I feel like.
On the flip side of that, though, there are those people who seem to make a habit of getting on there bawling and crying.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's one of the other. It's one of the other.
And that is the content that absolutely grates on my ever-loving nerves, because you're not going to catch me recording myself crying.
Well, and you know how for that, the tension seeking.
And that's why I use fake. You'll hear me use fake a lot, because let's be honest, as content creators, I'll say the truth as well. I'm only sharing a certain part of my life with social media. I'm not don't think for a moment that I sit around the computer all day and I work on radio stations and I work on shows all day long. I have a life. I have a beautiful, I got two beautiful boys that I spend time with. So I'm only sharing part of my life. And we all do. We're not exposing everything. Mm-hmm. When I say fake, that's what I mean. That's how I'm describing fake for this show. Yeah. We're only showing part of who we are, what we do, and we're not exposing it. There is a sense of fakeness to it, because these people are, or if that follow or these shows are only seeing this side of it, behind the camera or the pictures that I share.
Well, they have studies that show that people have more depression because they honestly think that people's lives are what they see on social media. And it's not like that. You aren't always happy. It's not always sunshine, snowflakes, and fucking puppies.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Life is fucking hard.
Adulting is hard.
Yeah.
Life is hard, especially right now. Everything is hard right now.
It really is.
Let me ask you guys, do you think social media is connecting us or exhausting us? Medium Red, what do you think?
Yes. I think both. I think it's both, actually. I mean, I love the idea of what Jen said, like putting a timer on. That's genius, you know, to stop yourself from, because I notice that, you know, when I get bored, you know, at night, I'll start scrolling, you know, I'm on social media scrolling and I'm like, well, first of all, they say that you shouldn't do that before you go to bed anyway, you know, because the blue light syndrome or whatever they call it. Yeah. But yeah, I feel like it is exhausting. And I think David's right. Art imitates life. That's perfect. I love that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it is. It's exhausting, you know.
Very.
A little bit of both.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Good stuff.
Very much.
I think people need to learn to separate themselves. I believe when it comes to the audience or the people that follow influencers, there needs to be a separation mentally and a recognition, a separation and a recognition that these people are only doing what they do and only sharing so much with them. Just because they're taking 400 selfies a day and they're calling it casual pictures during the day doesn't mean that they're sharing or exposing everything of their life with you. What annoys me,
pictures to get that one good one.
Yeah.
Right. And then they'll share those 400 pictures that took to get that one good one.
Right.
And just say, we're just taking casual photos.
Right. They don't show that. Yeah. They just show the one. Oh, I'm gorgeous. Yeah. Oh, and filters, you know, you should talk about filters because Thank you. Filters, you know, like there's so many things where people take, you know, pictures with filters now and like, okay,
nothing
I'm sorry,
is
I've got
real.
Lines up here. And you know what? I take pictures and it's me. So I don't use a filter, but so many people use filters. And I feel like that's so bad in social media for children because children go, that's what I want to look like. And they're literally going to go out and do things to themselves to try to make them look like that. I mean, it's terrible.
I think they have actual like surgery now that's like filter or not social media. Like they have plastic surgery now that's like filter plastic surgery.
Oh, geez.
What in the hell?
I'm not surprised at all.
Me neither. Any way to make money, they're on it.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Or you'll get those folks on there on social media that I'll watch me. I'm going to feel like I'm somebody's pointing fingers at me, but putting out those inspirational, fake inspirational posts like me that I do every once in a while, the fake ones.
Yeah.
Well, it's the ones that, you know, not every day is going to be a good day and I get it. Right. And personally, I refuse to let one bad moment ruin a whole possibility of a whole good day. Maybe it's just my age and just wisdom. You know, I don't let the little things break you down or even the big things. Hey, you just got to keep on moving forward. Do it with a smile. Hey, this is part of life. Things happen unexpectedly. Hey, what can you do about it?
Right. Mead's right. I've known her for 2 years and I have no idea what she looks like. And she's right. When you're single and live alone, you're on more because that's the only contact you have with other people. And that is a factor too. For some people, that's the only contact they have with the outside world. That is their social life. That is the flip side to it. That is another side to it.
I have a friend that actually lives in New York that she went through a 6-month mentorship class with Cindy Kaza with me. And I have to tell you, we're going to do a retreat in June to see everybody that was in the class. There's like 10 or 12 of us, I think. And I would love to meet Charlie. She's beautiful and charismatic and all the things that you can think of. And she does not ever leave her house. She has, I can't think of what you call it. It's that
agoraphobia.
Correct. She will not go out in public. She stays home. She gets delivered. I mean, she's never left the house. She doesn't travel. She doesn't do anything. She literally gets groceries delivered. Anything that she needs, she gets delivered, or her husband will bring into the house, but she never leaves that house. Yeah. It's crazy. And it's sad, but that's how she connects to people, is through social media and, you know, obviously the phone, texting and stuff like that.
That is a good thing to it, I guess, because that is a way for a lot of people to connect when you don't have another way to connect. So it is, it's a good and a bad thing. Like
it's a yin and a yang. Yeah.
Yeah.
As long as as long as you're realistic about it and you don't think, oh, people's lives really are as good as they put on social media, because it's not.
Or you'll get those ones that like to pretend like they're being productive. They've painted one wall in their room and are going, whoa, it's been a hard day wiping the sweat off their forehead. How many times have you seen that, Thunder, huh?
Oh!
I'm just teasing. I've even seen it within myself, you know, to be honest. You know, take the trash out, look around, go,
hey, look at me.
I'm ready for a nap. We're ready, man. And I have Christy going, hey, did you get the trash out? Oh, yeah, I did that 2 hours ago. Got tired.
Just did the dishes. Selfie.
I just did a dish.
They're the worst, right? I mean, come on. They're the worst. I just checked the mail.
Yeah. I
catch myself once in a while taking one too many selfies. I'm asking myself, is this the right thing for a middle-aged man to do? Take this many fucking selfies.
You know, we have.
I'm starting to worry about. Maybe I should be committed. I mean, what am I doing running around here trying to find the right angle and the right spot in the yard to take a selfie?
Right here by the car, or
I'm the usher.
You know, you have to go.
I don't do that. I won't go that far. We're all guilty of that, though.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we actually have a story to tell about somebody taking a selfie. Okay.
Oh, let's hear.
Our youngest son, and this is probably 10 years ago. We always call him the selfie king, because, you know, he's always taking selfie and everything. This was before he was committed to somebody, you know. And he got charged of not really a DUI, because he wasn't at the limit, but I think they just saw him coming out of the bar and like, oh, you know, let's get this guy. So anyway, he went to the jail house. They forgot his phone. Asking for his phone. So he's there taking selfies of himself, say, Mom and Dad, I'm okay. I'm in jail, but I'm okay. And another, you know, making faces and everything. And you never believe this. It got posted in the, what do you call, the Huffington Post? Is that what you call it?
Get out of here.
Yeah. And we had, even went over to the UK somehow. We had some UK friends is like, is this your son, Jay? And we're like, oh my God, where'd you get that at? You know, it's being passed around. So about 2-3 months, everybody called him the selfie king.
It took a while to live that down, because I was even going, hey, selfie king.
Yeah, Melissa. But, you know, that's crazy. You know, I mean, why were the cops? You know, they forgot. I mean,
how the hell did he get the phone in there? He must have had those butt cheeks clenched really, really tight.
Oh yeah,
he got it on the phone. Yeah, he went to court. They told him, "Well, you don't have to pay nothing because they forgot to take your phone."
Wow.
Sometimes the luck just works in your favor.
Yeah, no kidding.
The universe was like, nah, not today, Satan.
Yeah, not today.
You know what was really funny, though, was when we found out that Jay was in jail, Chrissy goes, Jay's in jail. And she shows me this photo, and I see bars, and I'm like,
oh, no.
Holy shit, man, he really is in jail. What's he doing with his phone?
But he said, Mom and Dad, don't worry, I'm okay. And that was like the catchphrase on every post, you know. Oh, this young man is telling his parents he's okay. Isn't that sweet of him? Yeah, it's just
funny. Them.
The only thing that I think is newsworthy in that whole article, the whole story, is how the hell did he manage to keep his butt cheeks so clenched to hold that phone and get inside of jail and take pictures?
Yeah, did he do the squatting path? Like what?
He's squatting near the stainless steel toilet.
They dropped the ball,
selfie.
Big time.
Don't know.
Question.
Guys, there are a ton of fire trucks at my neighbor's house right now.
Oh no!
Oh no!
The one that we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Sorry, that's why I had to put myself on mute because my dog was going crazy. My other neighbor's going to see what's going on. Sorry. That's why I was like,
you need to run and go see. Are you?
We'll see.
Do you need to run? Okay. All right.
No, my other neighbors can go check, I think.
Oh boy, I hope she's okay. I really do.
This neighborhood. That'll be on social media.
Wait, you need the camera so I can
real life shit's going on now. This ain't the fake social media stuff.
Do you guys have like the citizen app? Like this citizen app, I've got it on my phone.
Do.
I don't know if it's, and it drives me up the wall because it's like every single thing, like, man, walking the dog. I'm like, oh my God, did he do something or what? You know?
Well, what's funny is I have cameras everywhere that point all over the place. And there was one time this lady came up to my house and she was like taking pictures all over the place and taking a picture of my mailbox. And I was like, and so I put a screenshot up and I'm like, if you're in here, please tell me why you were doing this. So I'm just as guilty as everybody of doing that. So that's another social media thing. You're always embarrassing people. Like, who are you?
Yeah, right. That goes with the keyboard warrior stuff I was saying earlier on, you know, backstage. You know, exactly. The keyboard warriors drive me up the wall because you know that they're not going to be like Jen or Beth or any of us where, you know, yeah. Hey, I could say fuck you to your face. They're going to sit there and type it out instead. But then if you go after them, they run like a chicken, you know, with their head cut off. Like, where do I go to get out of the way, you know? It's
right.
Crazy.
And people are surprised because they'll be like, oh, if I see you in person, would you say that to my face? I'm like, do you want my address?
I most definitely would.
Yes.
You can come right the fuck on. I will tell you that to your face.
You can come right the fuck on.
Get it, girl. Chrissy knows this because I was in Ireland last year in May, and I'm literally on a train from Dublin to Belfast. And I am getting lambasted about something that has nothing to do with me on social media. And I literally have to go and get a cease and desist order.
Oh, wow.
I'm calling my lawyer on the train going, this is the address. This is the person. And you know, the best part about this, I don't even know who this person is.
Oh my God.
I literally have met her twice and that is it. And I mean, my nose is clean, but I have no idea who this girl is. I literally had to go and get a cease and desist order because of social media.
Wow.
My husband was so upset. He was so pissed.
I tell you, the ones that drive me crazy too are the ones that suddenly become life coaches.
Oh, Jesus, please, dear God.
I mean, how many of those fuckers do you see all the time in your newsfeed? The ones that I just like to know. What certifies them as all of a sudden being a fucking life coach? What have they gone through in life to say, all right, I'm going to be a life? Tobias, I could buy being a life coach. That motherfucker's lived some life. He's been through some shit. He's experienced some shit. He's come out the other end of it. Then you get these ones that are 19, 20, not experienced fucking life at all, barely experienced life, and then all of a sudden they're going to come out with dreads in their hair, looking all spiritual and hippie, going to all of a sudden be a fucking life guru. What are those?
Oh, those are the ones that you go, clean up your backyard before you start trying to clean mine, because he can just get the fuck away.
Ding, that's ding, ding, exactly ding.
How I treat him.
Right.
And all awesome. Of a sudden, everybody's a fucking life coach. Really? All this, everybody's a, I mean, I give advice, but only advice that I know.
Yeah, exactly. Precisely.
Not stuff that I don't. Stuff that I've been through. Tobias, I mean, right? That's what you do, right?
Yes. Why would I talk about anything I don't know about? It would just be silly of me.
Right.
That's just something I've always lived by, but I understand exactly what you're saying. Because
there's people out there that'll just come up with oddball shit saying they're life coaches just to get content.
Yeah.
I really am a life coach, kind of, pretty much.
Gotcha. Well, that's okay.
Beth, you've been through shit, though. You've been through. Yeah. You've seen some shit. You've done some shit.
Been there, done that. Yeah. Somebody just say something. I'm like, yep, I know about that. I did that, too.
She's been through shit. Chrissy and Thunder, they've done some kinky shit.
Oh, yeah. We watched it last week. I've seen it on camera.
Who was that? Who was that last week?
Well,
that was
last week.
That
about.
Was on live video. We got you.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Like that. I didn't
if you guys want to see some steamy stuff, go to last week's episode and watch.
Last 20 minutes of the show. Do you want a time frame right around the last 20 minutes of the show?
But you should watch the whole thing because it's cool.
Look at Chrissy's little cheeks. They're getting a little pink. How cute.
I don't get embarrassed anymore, my friend. I learned a long time ago with my issues that getting embarrassed was going to be a bad thing. So it's probably why I grew up being an exhibitionist, because I figured, what the hell?
There it is, baby.
Why not, right? You only live once. Might as well let it shine.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I grew up in the 60s and the 70s. So, I still have that conservative attitude.
Ah.
I remember our first ritual where the girls started stripping off their clothes, and I'm like, oh wow, this is a perk.
This is a perk.
I used to be the biggest Jim Morrison fan in high school. I read all his books. That's when I started reading.
I can see that in you.
For
I think
sure.
Some of your personality, clothing wise, kind of reminds me a little bit of Jim Morrison. I'll be damned.
Is everybody in?
And the last one I think that annoys me the most is the love and light fuckers.
Oh, the I do it.
Love energy, while inside they're internally panicking. They don't have a fucking thing figured out, but love and light.
I wish you love and light.
I get it. But let's be, yes, medium red. Do that again. Do that one. It's something about it that just drives me crazy. Why? Why be so? I want to be mad once in a while. That's my human right. I don't want to be the love, and I want to be bad once in a while.
Right.
I want to go out there and kick a rock or throw a dodgeball in a kid's face or something.
So hey, they probably took those balls away. I loved those balls. I was the best dodgeball player in school. I tell you, but those, when they would hit you, man, they would leave a mark. But I bet you any money they're gone now. They probably took those balls away because
I don't even think they play dodgeball anymore, do they?
I don't know. That's how old I am.
I don't think so, because I think it's too rough.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I kind of figured. I grew up in the 70s.
It might leave a mark.
It left a mark, and it was the best. You know, I mean, you'd take that thing, you got it so that it just right looks like a little deflated, you know, and it would just like hit you, and there would be a, you know, the little like dot motif on your skin.
Oh, shit, man, I got it right to the face.
What's that, Christine? When we were younger, we had really tough skin. Yeah. Nowadays, the kids are like, you just tap them and they just, you know, so
exactly.
The reality of social media, there's this good side of it, and then there's this bad side of social media, the dark side, I call it, the dark side of social media. As a content creator, I think we all have probably felt these feelings at some point in doing this. Anxiety, there's the sense of loneliness, and that loneliness sometimes will make you grab for people to bring into your life that you probably shouldn't have brought in your life because you want to be around people. The comparing of other people, of content creators, the extreme burnout of doing it all the time. When you're scheduling 3 or 4 or 5 shows in a week, you start building up this burnout, and then next thing you know, you're not wanting to do it. And then the big one, I feel, the validation addiction, where everything you do has to be validated. I am so guilty of that, this one, the validation addiction. For the longest time, I had to feel like what I'm doing, I have to validate why I'm doing it, or there's no point in doing it. If nobody's going to tune in and watch, what's the point of doing it? Exactly. There has to be some sort of validation in me. And then if you're not getting that, then there's people out there that will go and do things to get that validation.
Right.
Sometimes extreme, sometimes it's expeditionary stuff going on. Mm-hmm. And then you start losing your authenticity online. Right.
Yeah.
When you do social media, and then people feeling pressure to become a brand.
Yeah.
Everything we do. But I feel like we all at some point will, if not experienced it now or down the road, will experience it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get anxiety. There's moments where I've done this for so long that I have periods of I'm lonely and I wish I had a team around me. And then you get to the point where you get used to being alone and you don't know how to handle having a team around you. And that's kind of like the case that it was with you guys. So I'm so glad that you guys came in my life when you guys did, because I become so used to being alone that I didn't know how to act when people wanted to do something with me, and it was genuinely wanting to do something with me. I didn't know how to react to that. You get used and abused and then tossed to the side. That's all you know. So thankfully, luckily for you guys, came in my life when you did. Jen has experienced a lot of it.
We just dragged you in. We just like, okay, I guess he didn't show up. So, hey,
I've been around for a while. I've seen him go through his ups and his downs, and we both went through ups and downs. I mean, it just, we went through it together.
Well, and I think that, you know, to your point, Sid, 2020 kind of created that, you know, I mean, we were all, you know, we had to be locked down, you know, and it just taught us socially not to engage with people, unfortunately. So even when we came back out, it was social awkwardness, in my opinion, you know. You know, and I've watched, you know, also the younger generation, to the point of younger generation, they don't. I dated a guy before I met my husband, and he literally, his niece, I'm trying to remember how old she was, they had a party, a birthday party, and there was this, it was outside at a local restaurant. There was a long, elongated table. I want to say there's probably 15 kids. They were all on their phones like this the entire time, texting each other.
Pictures and sending them to each other.
Yeah, and they're like, they're laughing, but they're not, they're laughing at it. But yet they're not even looking, like, you know, it's like me and Jen in this picture being like across from each other. And it's like, we're texting each other instead of like engaging face to face. I was like, this is the most quiet birthday party I've ever been to where they're all on their phones.
You know,
and it's all social media and it's all like, you know, selfies and stuff like that. I'm like, wow, crazy.
You know,
I'm sorry, Thunder, go ahead.
You know, when people have a social media problem, when they're sitting in the bathroom using the toilet and they're on their phone, it should only take.
I'm guilty for that.
I'm guilty too.
I got to read and take this shit.
20 minutes later, you're going, oh man, thank you for getting out. You know,
starts hurting. You're sitting
now
there,
I do tend to get involved in those 30-minute clips. And I'll start scrolling through them, and the next thing you know, I'm on the toilet for 30 minutes, and I ain't shit but 10 minutes of that 30 minutes, because 20 of it has been scrolling, doom scrolling.
You got to stand up the toilet. You still stuck your leg.
Phone.
I try very hard not to doom scroll. It's hard not to. It's addictive. It's very addictive, but that's why I said Facebook literally has a thing that you can set a timer on and it'll turn itself off and says time management, your time's up for today. And I have that set. And when it goes off, I'm like, oh, done. Okay. Time to.
I love that. I love that. That's awesome.
I have been figuring new things out as far as the radio station. So like from Monday till today, I've been sitting at a computer, I've been figuring out new programs within my program to run the radio station. So I've been super busy, but I'm a lot like Jen. I've learned to do majority of my posting in the mornings, early afternoons, and then spend the afternoon time with the kids.
Yeah.
Family's important.
Yeah.
To me, you know, with my kids growing up, we did a lot of pagan events, and you know, you have to make time for your family. Even if they are the ones going, but Dad, you're so boring. I don't care. Let's go fishing. Let's listen to a few albums. Yeah. You know, let's do something. Movie.
Tobias.
It's hard to get out of that rut, too.
Let me ask you this. Have we forgotten how to just exist without documenting everything?
I think the younger generation doesn't know what those words mean. But as far as us, I think the world's trying to push our age range into that lower mentality. And I think that's what we're seeing. I think that's what the pushback is for in our communities. Like you said, I'm sure Beth and everyone else here sees it too in the communities.
Yeah.
As far as our growths, you know, the younger generation is geared toward everything's got to be shared and exposed, where we still utilize our privacy, or like during the day we set limits and then we focus on our kids or ourselves. And
I don't share every meal I eat. I don't take a picture of that. I don't fucking do that. I don't. Yeah. That to me is bizarre to notate every I don't make a status of everything that I do. My life is more private than that. It's strange to me. But to the younger generation, it's perfectly normal to them to be like,
yeah,
well, I just went to the grocery store and you won't believe what happened. Man, I don't give a fuck.
And then that gets a million views and you're like, what am I doing wrong?
Yeah.
Why am I not getting a million views? And I'm over here working my ass off and not shit.
Well, see, I mean, that I would go back to Sid's original question and say, if there's a comparison, that would be the comparison that I would do.
Yeah.
And that would be, you know, okay, this person took a picture of their cake that they got, you know, for dessert at some restaurant. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they got a million views, and like, okay, Medium Red went on and did a gallery reading, and I got like 10, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'll see other readers and it'll just be, they'll have the cards out and all you can see is just the cards for the entire hour reading. And you can just hear them talking in the background, but nothing else. And I'm like, what? I'm like interacting. I'm trying to make it fun. Like, what is going on? How did they get 3,000 views in an hour?
You know? Why do we compare our behind the scenes lives to everyone else's highlight reel?
I think you just, like I want to be successful, really. You know,
it's human
everything
nature.
Else I've done in my life has been a fail. So I finally found something I like doing and I want it to be successful.
I think it's human nature to compare yourself to other people.
I agree.
We can't help it.
Yeah.
I'm a lot like you, Beth. I've lived through a lot of failures, a lot of letdowns, a lot of fuck ups, tons of bad choices in my life. And it's nice to get to a mind space in my life to where I feel like I can take on ventures like a radio station or like you, tarot card, a business, reading yeah. business. Mm-hmm. We found our sobriety and yeah. we finally finding something that we enjoy doing sober.
Yeah. And for me, I feel like it's like my sole purpose. So, I mean, it's pretty, it's a lot to me, but I do see like some people out there, it's just like a, attention thing.
Does social media inspire people or do you think it quietly drains them?
Oh,
I think it inspires them some correctly and some very wrongly.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I could see that. I was going to say draining because you're constantly comparing yourself or trying to be better than the next person, you know?
Yeah, we're constantly looking at the numbers like, oh, how many views are we at? Oh, look at the engagement, you know? How many people liked it?
Meta does that. Notes. I mean, we all have those pages where we can look at it and go, Meta's like, oh, you've reached dashboards. You know, we look at it and go, you reached 15 people this week. You could do this, you could do that, you know, and all of a sudden you're
so
like,
guilty. I'm so guilty of that.
Yeah. I'm totally guilty of it.
On a different note, given the state of the world, there's so much ick. There's so much depressing news. Yeah. There's so much awfulness that you scroll through all of that and it gets depressing as fuck.
Especially because those people who are putting that rage bait out there that they know that this is going to really tick somebody off. So they put it out there so that they can get viewers and make money. Like, I think that is wrong. That is wrong.
Awfulness, and you keep scrolling and you just feel like you start feeling hopeless. And you feel like, there's just no point in all of this. And I think people have to be really careful of not consuming too much of that.
Right. Especially
as I think Melissa has a great question for us all here. We're all content creators. This is a great question by Melissa. What is the definition or a milestone of knowing you're successful? How high are we setting our own bar? And if we are setting our own bar so high, are we automatically setting ourselves up for failure?
Yeah.
How are we defining our level of success? Mm-hmm. Social media shows you one thing, but as content creators, we have to define our own level of success.
Mm-hmm.
We can't sit there like we've talked about earlier through this show as comparing to others, what others do. Well, if I do this, maybe it'll get me more. I feel if you're going to be a content creator, do what feels good to you.
Absolutely.
If it makes you happy, do it. Who cares if it gets you one view or two views? I've been guilty of this. Three or four. But are you enjoying the process of making these shows? Mm-hmm. It's not the views that matters, but the process of making it. How do we define our levels of success? Mm-hmm. Are expectations too high?
Perhaps? I think so. Sometimes I think I do. I sometimes feel like I set my expectations way too high. I mean, seriously. But then I've always been a perfectionist ever since I was a child. So that's something that's very difficult for me to overcome as an adult.
I think for us, we just want to make sure that a podcast that's educational for everybody. You know,
can I add
something? Sure. Go ahead.
Then you can finish. I know. I think it's more or less for me and Chrissy, it's about truth, being real. Yeah. You know, if we're talking to another witch, people can definitely see our words compared to the other person's words. And you can see the shadow of untruth. Right. You know, when somebody's being in what I call Dungeons and Dragons syndrome, where they're way out there, they don't have the foggiest idea of what they're talking about. And I'm sitting there like a deer looking at them going, turn off your headlights, man. You're too bright because you know, you're past.
I like that.
I do too. I love that.
You know, it's truth. You know, it's like for me and Chrissy's always about truth, being truthful with ourselves, acknowledge our failures, acknowledge our strength.
And being, being real. Exactly. Yeah. That's what attracted me to you guys.
Always being honest about what you do and what you don't know.
Yeah.
Right.
But before we go any farther, closing for tonight's topic of the crazy world of social media, we'll start with you and Chrissy and Thunder. What piece of advice would you give someone who was wanting to get into being a content creator?
Oh, gosh. We've only been doing this for almost 2 years now. And I didn't expect it to last this long, really. When we first started, we just wanted to help others out. Do educational, do the truth. You know, the advice is, you know, 1 minute we started YouTube, the next minute we was on there doing a podcast.
Yeah.
And you just go for it. I mean, if you believe in something that you know you can probably do, then just don't be shy. Just go for it. Because believe me, I still get nervous on podcasts. And sometimes I say the most stupidest things ever.
Yeah. No, and I'm she
did I say that? And I'm just, and then I look at Meeting Red like, come on, you know, you got me. You say something, you said something smart, you know. Yeah, it's just
she doesn't. She's being hard on herself.
You know, basically is know your topic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And be real. Be truthful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. Beth, what about you? What kind of advice would you give someone who wants to get out there and create some content or become a podcaster or maybe get into the field that you're doing? What kind of a piece of advice would you give?
I would say definitely make sure that it's something that you're interested in, something that you plan on, that you plan on liking for a long time, because you know, once you're started, if you're going to put this much effort into it, you better plan on keeping it for, you know, some time. Yeah. For sure.
I like it. Tobias, what about you, bud?
Well, I'm probably the newest. We've only been utilizing YouTube for about 3 months. So I've learned what I've learned in 3 months' time somehow. So for me, I agree with all the answers. Like, you got to make sure it's something that you're not going to get tired of, like Sid was talking about. And I'm sure the ladies in Thunder agree that you have days where you just don't feel like it. The exhaustion can be annoying sometimes. Also, you know, some people get caught up in views or subscribers and stuff like that. And like the other podcast or content creators here tonight, it's all about the quality. And I say that in the way of know what you're talking about. Like Beth is a tarot reader. That's what she does. That's her specialty. She's got those gifts. That's why she does it. And I agree with Thunder and others. Don't be talking about something you don't fully understand yet, because we can tell the difference in our groups.
Oh, yeah.
Because I know some of us have metaphysical groups. That's why I said that. We can tell the difference. We may not call you out on it, but we can tell the difference. But when it comes to being a content creator, it's all about what you guys said. I'm just trying to have fun with it, just trying to enjoy it while I myself am updating with everyone else. And I try not to get caught up in the washing machine of the popularity or what other people are doing. Now, as a human, does it happen? Yes, it does. But I try to do a centering technique or, you know, do whatever I got to do and get around it. I'm a human like everyone else, but it's all about consistency, I think. So it has to be something that you love enough that you can do every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. Medium red. What a bit of advice would you give folks?
I would say, you know, first of all, if you're thinking about it, just jump in and do it like the Nike commercial, just do it. I mean, you just rip the Band-Aid off and do it. But more importantly, I mean, totally agree 100% with everybody, what they're saying, but I would add to it, just stay true to yourself. Just because somebody else is more popular than where you're at, it's, you know, timing is everything. And, you know, you have to build it up. You know, you're going to be learning more about things as you're building it up. So you're not going to be an instant success overnight. I'm not an instant success. I've been doing this for 6 years now. And I've had, excuse me, more success with Chrissy and Thunder than anybody else. And I've been asked to do podcasts because people see me on their podcast. And that's where my success has come from. So, you know, kind of in relation to what, you know, what Melissa was saying, how do you measure your success? Mm-hmm. I'm measuring it as to, you know, people knowing my name. You know, yeah. I've been on podcasts where people have said, oh, my God, Medium Red's in the house. And I'm like, holy cow, I don't even know these people and they know me. So that's kind of the success rate that I go with. But I mean, you really do need to stay true to your core values and your core ethics in regards to this, because, you know, if you don't, then you're just selling your soul to the devil in a sense, essentially. So
right.
The likes, views, clicks, things like that.
Yeah.
Love it. And Jen?
My advice is give yourself some grace and don't feed the trolls.
Yeah.
If people come at you and come for you, don't pay them any mind. Just ignore that, because once you start engaging with people like that, it will suck the life right out of you.
Oh, yeah. So fast.
Fire.
People start being trolls and trying to come at you like that, just either block them or just ignore them. My specialty is just, I just ignore them. I'm like, hey, whatever. I don't care what you think. But yeah, give yourself some grace. Don't be too hard on yourself if at first you're not really succeeding. But just don't feed the trolls, man, because they will suck the life right out of you.
I called them the Dementors from Harry Potter.
If I had to give one piece of advice, I would say be authentic.
Yeah,
it's all right to be just you. You ain't got to carbon copy someone else's show.
Yeah.
Just be you, be authentic, and everything else will come. I mean, just have fun doing it. But having fun, you got to learn how to be you.
Yeah, Oscar Wilde has a saying, you know, be yourself, everyone else is taken.
That's it. Yeah, that's it. True. Just be yourself, be authentic, and by doing those two things, people are going to see your light shine, because they're going to see you enjoying what you do. So just be authentic. It's all right being you.
Right. Yeah. Be real. Right. Be yourself. And be fine. Yeah.
I agree with what everybody has said here tonight. I think this has been another great show. Thank you guys for being part of it. This strange world of social media. I hope by seeing people like ourselves, content creators, that this show is designed to kind of strip away what we do. We're not on this show. We're not medium red. We're medium rare. We're not Jen. We're not Jen. We're not the tarot card reader, Beth, or we're not the high priest or priestess. And Tobias is not a male stripper.
And the loin cloth does not exist.
We are just stripping down the layers to be more transparent when it comes to social media on this show. So I thought, what a great topic for us to have tonight is the show, the crazy world of social media, the good side. And there's this dark side that we talked about tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we barely even touched on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we've barely, tonight's hours long show, we've barely even touched the topic on it. And maybe this is something we return to at a later date and talk about again. But great topic tonight, guys. Thank you, everybody who has tuned in tonight. We're going to, before we go, we are going to be playing you some music by a band that just came out with their new music video. This band is called Silent Theory. We're going to play them tonight to close out. Be sure to tune in this weekend. We're going to be doing, I ain't come up with a name of it yet for it yet, but this weekend on the radio station on Wizard Rock Radio, we're having ourselves like a Sunday talk show event kind of thing. Cause we're going to be having Within the Cauldron airing their shows on the radio station this week. Sound Injections running their show this Sunday. And then I'm going to be airing this show later on as a rerun on Sunday as well. And then we got a new morning show, the Caffeine Injection, on the radio station, which is really good. 2 hours of some heavy metal, some two guys hanging out in the morning, going asking themselves, why in the fuck are we up at 9 o'clock in the morning on our day off? These guys are doing and then on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays of next week, I'm going to be doing a morning show, the Morning Outlaw Show. So a lot's going on the radio station, so be sure to tune in and check us out on our website. Or you can, if you got an Android, most of everybody does, 8 billion people do. I just get like a 2% of that. It'd be great. Go check us out on the Google Play Store at WRRZ, Wizard Rock Radio. Easy to find. It's WRRZ. We'll be the first one that pops up. Until then, guys, thanks again. Thanks, Tobias. And give everybody a quick shout out of all the places you got going on before we head out tonight.
Alrighty. So you can find me on Facebook. Brotherhood of Male Witches is my home group. I am one of the leaders there, one of the co-founders. And then my business is Paranormal Witchcraft. I am a paranormal investigator. We have business partners. Business Partner Metaphysical is Witchfinder Dating. Great group of people. I've dropped your name a couple times because they like new content and positive messages. And then the other business partner for paranormal is Blue Mountain Paranormal. Matt, who is lead investigator, is actually a practicer. So that is where you can find me most of the time.
Cool. Chrissy and Thunder, what you guys got going on within the cauldron next week? What guests you got coming up?
What shows? We do have a pagan military minister that is coming on. We're going to honor our vets for the Memorial Day weekend. And then we have another paranormal live show with a Canadian team.
So, wow.
Yeah. And we also have Reverend Esmeralda, who is a demonologist exorcist that we're going to be, she's been sanctioned by the church. So we're going to talk to her. That's Tuesday. Is that June 2nd or no? No, that's it.
Tomorrow.
You guys can find them on their YouTube channel, Within the Cauldron. That's where they air their shows at. Go check them out. Jen, what do you got going on?
With you on Sunday, I think.
Oh yeah, about that. I don't do a top 10 anymore.
Oh, okay. not with you on Sunday.
Jen's got nothing going on. She's free.
Nothing going on. I'm free.
Beth, what's going on? Give a shout out real quick to all your little stuff you got going before we say goodbye.
So if you guys want to book a private reading or if you just want to check out some cool content, go over to The Dead Speak Tarot. I'm on Facebook and I'm also on YouTube. But check out YouTube and subscribe.
You can check out my Patreon on my page. There's all kinds of cool things in there that you can check out.
Yeah. How do we find that, Jen?
Go to my Facebook page.
Is there a link to it?
Just Jen Norman. Look for my face.
Fine, Jen Norman.
Hey, I wonder if we could put our links down. If we send them to you, said if you could put our links down.
Or even better,
we could put our own in there, actually.
There you go.
I didn't even think about it. I'm like, Sid runs this. He's the host. So we got
to get you guys more than welcome. Anybody wants to put a link to their group or like Tobias put a link in your group, Beth put a link, Thunder, Medium Red, you guys, thank you so much. Put links in there. Thanks so much for hanging out with me again tonight. And we will catch you guys next Wednesday on another Between Two Worlds. Until then, we're going to leave you with some Silent Theory. You guys have a great week, and we will catch you soon.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
All right.
This is Stu from Blitz, and you're listening to WRRZ The Wizard with Sid Ryder. Real rock radio for real rock people. You hear?
My place chose the sun.